Okay, time certain, item 1232.
Recognize Ignacio Paramo as the recipient of the 2014 Steve Lowenstein Trust Award.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I begin my formal remarks, I want to welcome our two honored guests today, Michelle Harper and the award recipient Ignacio Paramo. This is the sixth year that I've had the honor of presenting the Steve Lowenstein Trust Award. The award is named for attorney, author, and civil rights activist Steve Lowenstein. As I think all my colleagues know, Steve was the founding director of Oregon Legal Services. He was a Peace Corps volunteer. He was an advocate for social justice. And perhaps most important, he was the former chief of staff to Mike Lindbergh. Steve wrote that the recipient of the Trust Award, quote, shall be that person who demonstrated the greatest contribution to assisting the poor and underprivileged in the city of Portland, Oregon. Past recipients have included Sandra Guyot, Mariah Taylor, Casey Jama, and Mark Jolin. This year, the board has selected Ignacio Paramo. Ignacio is the heart of the Voice Worker Center on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. He works tirelessly to advocate for and empower hardworking immigrants and day laborers in our community. And here to tell us more about the award winner is our friend Michelle Harper. Michelle, greetings.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. It gives me great honor to come before you every year, because this is the thing I think that is so extraordinary about Portland. It's how we come together and we build community in such creative ways. It's people making sacrifices every day to make lives better and to make the city better. I don't do this work alone, and so I would like to acknowledge my board members and have them stand this morning.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you all.
Thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge Chris Wilkinson. She is our staff support. She's been our dedicated person to make sure that this happens for the entire 23 years of this event. And she's just extraordinary. She's going to be retiring in March. We're not freaking out yet, but she's been a trooper. She keeps us together and very, very humble. I'd also like to acknowledge if there are any members of Ignacio's family, his co-workers, staff people, would you please?
Good morning.
Okay. Ignacio has been dedicated to this area of service for many years. He has been through the same experiences as those in the community that he serves. He's a great example of someone who is elected to dedicate his life to helping others have an easier path to disability than he had. He's helping to make a difference to empower a sometimes often invisible and ignored population in our community. Ignacio moved here to be closer to his family, and wasn't very shortly thereafter that he started to roll up his sleeves. He saw a need and decided to figure out how he could fill the need with the Voss Center. This project, the Workers' Right Education Project, which is a part of the Voss Center, is a worker-led organization that empowers immigrants and day labor to gain control over their working conditions through leadership development, organizing, and community education. It was formed to address the issues of safety and civil rights of workers, usually immigrants who stood on the street corners, often where he was out there in night and day trying to help people, connecting with him, listening to what their concerns were, trying to find work. Day laborers do everything from moving heavy appliances to roofing to overgrown vegetation and the like. Sometimes they're injured and they're not paid. And he has been such a strong advocate for making sure that the right employer is matched, it's a safe environment that they're working in, and that they also get paid as well. The Voss Center provides a safe and inclusive community where workers can find work, gain their skills, and learn about worker and civil rights. He has been the director of the center since it opened. He has worked tirelessly, endlessly, in making sure that the rights of others are protected. Ignacio has been a very strong advocate and working for and with the immigrant, Latino immigrant community in the Portland metropolitan area for more than 15 years. He came to this project initially as a volunteer. He worked as a case manager for 10 years, ensuring stable housing and health and employment for the Latino community. Currently as a director, he develops employment opportunities for day laborers, matching employers, workers, jobs, ensuring safety and they're treated fair, they're paid a decent wage, and they have safe work environments. He supervises a group of volunteers who teach ESL classes, who teach computer skills, who teach job safety, and he also works in conjunction with the Lewis and Clark Law School to help workers collect unpaid wages as well. He's been a dedicated community service, serving everywhere, whether it's street corners or talking to workers about their rights in passing. He investigates unpaid wages and finding a multitude of resources, as well as teaching ESL classes himself. He works endlessly to ensure that this is a place of safety for people who are often looking for a safe haven. It's with this time that the Lowenstein Trust is honored to be able to honor Ignacio for his dedication, for his service, for his selfless dedication to benefiting others. I found a quote that I thought is very fitting for him from Cesar Chavez. We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambitions must be broad enough to include the aspirations and needs of others for their sakes and for their own. And it is with that I give you Ignacio.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. First of all, I just want to share this award with all my co-workers, a big group of volunteers that help us to run all our programs. And just to give a little, and especially you, because 6 years ago, thanks to city mayor Tom Porter, we opened the center, and some of you became our champions now. And I want to give you a little overview of where we are now. Since we opened the center, we have been connecting 2,500 jobs between day laborers and local businesses, mostly homeowners. Most of those jobs are temporary ones, but some of them became permanent. We also provide safety trainings, skill trainings that the day laborers became more skilled and ready to go for more permanent jobs. Since we opened again, our legal group recuperated about $500,000 on stolen wages from bad employers. So we know it's a lot of way to go, but little by little, we're getting better to do better with our community teaching and became more productive in our Portland city. Yeah. So thank you again. Thank you very much for your support. And again, I want to share this award with all my co-workers, all the volunteers that make this possible. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is with great pride that I will present this award to Ignacio Paramo with a cash award of $7,500 from the Lowenstein Trust. Wow. And it is an honor for me, like I said, to come before you and to be in his presence, because he is the type of person that if I can almost feel his presence here today, that he is the person that gives of himself endlessly, selflessly, always looking out for someone. And Steve was that type of person. He was always looking out for someone. Whether it was a person passing by on the street, he never let anyone pass him by on the street. He was just extraordinary. And I see Ignacio as that person. And it's come through with the work that he's done and the accomplishments with the Voss Center that as I said before, this is the thing that makes Portland very unique. We have an extraordinary city, and we have amazing people that give of themselves selflessly to make sure that we have a better city.
Thank you, Michelle. You're one of them. We appreciate you and your board and carrying this great tradition on. And Ignacio, congratulations from all of us. Well done.
Thank you.
Why don't we get a picture with the board members joining the council and the honoree?
That would
be great.
That'd
be wonderful.
That would be great.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Commissioner. Thanks, all of you. That's great. Great work. And for those of us that knew Steve, yeah, I think, Michelle, you got it right. He's here, and he likes what you've just done.
And by the way, Mayor, just to embarrass Michelle quickly, for those who are here that have not worked with her, lifetime of service to the city as a leader in Portland Parks and Recreation. And then the first thing she took up as she was transitioning to the well-earned retirement was she championed the renaming of a community center in North Portland, the University Park Community Center, after Charles Jordan. So she continues to keep giving to us in very special ways, and we're very grateful.
Thank you. Take care.